And we start this hour at the state capitol, where lawmakers are set to see their per diems cut on the 120th day of session. But there are still a number of issues they need to address, including a new state budget. With me for our weekly look at what's to come at the state capitol is Julia Shumway of the Arizona Capital Times. And Julia, we'll get to the budget in just a moment, but I'd like to start with a pair of bills, one in the House, one in the Senate, dealing with vaping. The Senate last week approved its bill, which would essentially regulate vaping products the same way as tobacco products. But the House has not yet voted on its bill, which is backed by the vaping industry. Where does that bill stand right now?
The House bill that has support from the vaping industry hasn't really gone anywhere yet. It was scheduled to come up twice last week. Both times it was retained because the votes just aren't there for it right now.
Does it seem as though the votes at some point could be there?
It's possible. We did see the House also hasn't accepted the Senate's bill yet. The Senate was able to pass its bill with a whole lot of support. The House did not concur with the amendments that were made. And so it's unclear at this time whether any vaping regulation is able to get support from both the House and the Senate.
Sounds like one of those situations where more negotiations are ongoing.
Yes, absolutely. So there were some negotiations last Thursday. We'll probably hear some more going on in the next week or so.
All right, let's move on to the budget, which has been a gigantic topic for the last several weeks now. Where do we stand at this moment on a new state budget?
At this moment, we're still pretty far away from having an actual budget that anyone's signing off on. So in the Senate, we have a handful of lawmakers who have come out and announced that they won't support any budget unless the Senate takes some action on bills that are priorities for them. We have a handful of lawmakers led by Senator Paul Boyer of Glendale who just won't vote for any budget unless the legislature agrees to give child victims of sexual abuse more time to sue their assailants. We also have a Scottsdale Republican Senator, Michelle Ugenti-Rita, who said she's not voting for a budget unless the legislature repeals the $32 vehicle license tax that it imposed last year.
So given some of those no votes at the moment, do you have a sense of what Senate President Karen Fann is thinking in terms of how she might try to include some of that in the budget or in standalone bills or what she might do there?
So she said that she doesn't want to bend to any people who are just boycotting the budget and trying to hold it for ransom until they get the bills they want, because that sets a really bad precedent for next year, because every lawmaker has a bill that they want to have passed that didn't pass. And for some of those bills, they probably shouldn't pass, she says. So she's continuing to work on the details of the budget, including meeting with Democrats, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because I'm wondering if it's possible that the Senate could actually produce a bipartisan budget.
Right now, a lot of people seem to think it's still possible. We saw last week that the House Democrats have kind of given up on the thought of creating a bipartisan budget with their Republican House colleagues and have tried to go directly to Governor Doug Ducey with their ideas. But in the Senate, we didn't see anything of the sort, and that's in large part because Senate President Fann is continuing to meet individually with Democrats and talk to them about their priorities. And so they've agreed not to talk publicly about anything they want until the talks with Senate President Fann go badly.
Has President Fann given any indication as to where the governor stands on what the Senate has been talking about in a budget?
She's just said that they're still working on it, that documents that we saw leak a couple weeks ago that the governor was not a fan of because they were missing some of his priorities, including funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, funding for his teachers' academy, and one-time funding for the universities, that all of that was a really rough draft, and that senators are still continuing to work on the finer details of that and making it something that the governor may be more likely to support. She said that some adjustments that were made last week by the House and Senate leadership have gone up to the ninth floor for feedback, and as of the last time we talked, that feedback hasn't returned.
One of the big issues that we have talked about in the past is the issue of tax conformity, where there's a pretty big divide between what the governor has proposed and what legislative Republicans have proposed. Does it seem as though the two sides are any closer to an agreement on that big issue?
They have a few different models floating around, but still nothing that they've really reached an agreement on yet. And that we'll probably see that happen with the greater budget.
So what are lawmakers saying about a potential timeline as far as finishing the budget, having something to vote on, and then probably finishing up the session not long after?
They're mostly just reiterating that they're optimistic that they'll be out of here soon. But also, when we talk to lawmakers about their vacation plans or anything they have that might, any reasons why they might need to leave the legislature, what we're hearing is that they expect to be here for a while. They've still got a lot of work to get done. And at this point, we're hearing June for sure, but not too much about whether they'll be out earlier.
All right. That's Julia Shumway with the Arizona Capital Times. Julia, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.